Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial.
The average 401k lost 20% of its value last year. Mm-hmm. What should the audience do to increase gains in their long-term portfolios?
They should come to Market Mondays Live in Los Angeles.
First thing.
The best decision that you can make.
I wrote that down.
Hey, I mean, listen, two tech, two index, no stress. But the truth is, like, you have to learn, going back to the accountability part, no one cares about your money the way that you will. So you have to learn how to invest and grow.
And you also, so here's the thing. I came in as a financial advisor in 2007. Mm-hmm. That worst economic downturn.
It was hell on earth back
since
then.
Since the Great Depression.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nothing that we've seen this year or last year
is remotely close.
Close to that.
They thought the country was going to fall apart.
They thought the world was going to fall apart. You got to understand, they was in Greece and couldn't get money out of ATM machines. This was a worldwide economic disaster.
Yeah.
That's when I started. That's where I started.
It's a great time to start.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Only go up from here.
Yeah, you got for real. You got to build a down cycle.
So I started during the worst economic downturn. Then obviously Corona came. That was another disaster. That was short-lived. Mm-hmm. One thing has remained consistent. Over the course of time,
yes,
equities have gone up.
Yes.
Equities have gone up over the course of time. Sometimes it takes 18 months for it to recover. Sometimes it takes 8 weeks for it to recover. But this is why dollar cost averaging is important, because when you put money into investments while they're down, that's the best time,
To buy.
You buy low, sell high. That's like the number one rule thing. So when you are in your 401k and you're putting money in, you got to continue to put money in.
Absolutely.
This is what happened during 2008. A lot of people they panicked. They stopped putting money in. They cashed out their 401k, or they moved from equities, they moved from stocks to stable. Like they put it in the money market.
Yeah.
They lost, they saw their account go from 500,000 to 300,000. They got scared. They took it out of stocks. Mm-hmm. They put it in the money market. You know what happened the next year? Stock market went up 42%. Mm-hmm. They didn't get any of that.
And if you're a year away from retiring, I get it. But if you're like 50 or younger, you have to keep your money in equities.
Don't panic. It's a long-term play.
Yeah.
Over the course of time, history is the only thing that we can really gauge. History has always said that stocks go up.
Yes.
Yeah. Warren Buffett just said this at the Berkshire meeting.
Investing is not hard.
He was like, look, if over the 100-year span, I've been investing. He's 92 years old. Mm-hmm. He said, I've been investing since I was in my late early 20s.
Yeah.
He said, majority of my life, I'm telling from a historic standpoint,
it always goes
it's
up.
It's always going to go up.
Yep.
We don't have to complicate this.
Yeah. For those of you who are new, welcome to the show. VLO is a S&P index fund that's like an all-star team. VTI, same thing. Apple, one of the top companies of all time. Microsoft, it's like having Jordan and LeBron on the same team so you don't have to debate which GOAT to pick, right? You want to have both in your arsenal.
And then also sometimes, so most of the time for a 401k, you're not going to be able to put individual stocks in a 401k. Sometimes they might not even let you to put like an index fund depending on the 401k. But you will be able to 9 times out of 10 to do target date funds, something that's extremely beneficial. So it's like the year that you're planning on retiring, whether it's 20, 30, 20, 40, 20, 50, 20, 60, then they have a fund dedicated to that most of the time in your 401k plan or your retirement plan. Mm-hmm. And it gets more conservative as you get closer. So it reallocates itself over the course of time. That's extremely beneficial as opposed to you just trying to do it yourself. So when you're investing in your 401k, look at the prospectus, look to see your options. But that's always a good choice.
Options as in what you can invest in long choices. Term, not trading options.
Oh, yeah. So, but you know, this always just think long term. Long story short.
Please.
That's the easiest win.
Please.
5 years minimum. 30, like it's impossible if you invest in S&P 500 to lose over a 20-year period. I know some people are going to say, hey, I don't have 20. Those 20 years are going to go by like in a heartbeat.
Yeah, just think about this. When we were telling people 5 years, 10 years in 2020.
Yeah.
They're already halfway through it.
Absolutely.
Like, it's already 3 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, just be diligent with what you're doing and just have the patience. Have the discipline. More than the patience, have the discipline to stay the course.
I want you guys to do, like, an assessment real quick. If you started investing when Amigos first came out to their breakup, like, what percentage would you be up? I'm assuming at least 1,500%.
Yeah, the game can't come. It can't come back.
See? And I ain't get left off bad and bougie. So, invest for the long term.
Rest in peace to Tick.
Yes.
Shout out to Honcho.
One of the greatest groups of all time, AB, or no?
Shout out to Offset, too, man.
Better than the Locks, or no?
It's commercially successful, yes. Commercially.
We've been having debates. Jada, Styles, I want to issue. Styles, be quick. Hey, brother, what was up with that?
Yeah. We're not even going to do that on here. Shout out to 914.
I love you.
Shout out to Atlanta.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.